The next topic addressed by the faculty was sentinel node biopsy, which is utilized by virtually all of the respondents to the survey, who estimated that about 10 to 15% of the time, nodes that are called negative on frozen section are called positive on permanent section. Perhaps the most interesting survey question related to sentinel node was the location of the injection, with subareolar being the most common in investigators, while intradermal periolar was more common in community-based surgeons, as commented on by Dr. Whitworth.
Well, I think over time, most people have switched from injecting whatever tracer material they're using in the parenchyma right around the area of the tumor to a dermal injection for isotope and perhaps a subareolar injection for the dye. And this just really parallels the growing confidence that the breast drains to a given sentinel node. And in the beginning, of course, we thought the upper outer quadrant might drain to one sentinel node and the lower inner quadrant might drain to another. And it really seems that that is not the case. I certainly want to emphasize to people that if you're having any trouble, make sure you're injecting the isotope intradermally, and you will get better blue dye staining of the sentinel nodes if you inject in a subareolar location. And I think this is sort of, we've caught a trend as it's moving forward.
Mike, what was your overall take about, you know, sort of how people are utilizing it and areas where you do things differently than what you saw in the survey?
There is still a great variation in what people are doing for sentinel node. It always surprised me a lot that we've seen people present here. You know, you can inject the radioactivity in the OR. You don't need to be injecting it hours before. It shoots up to the nodes very quickly. And it doesn't also seem to matter where you inject it. They go to the same sentinel node. So to me, it probably doesn't matter, you know, where you inject it. But injecting around the tumor, all that blue stuff around the tumor makes it very difficult for the surgeon. So those surgeons are injecting it around the tumor. Perhaps think again, because it's a messy procedure when you're trying to take it out. So that's why I have changed. I used to inject it around the tumor. I inject it somewhere else. I don't think it matters where you inject it. I think the results are good, whatever you do.